Hello everyone, Belladonna Voodoo here, answering two questionnaires by Before Night Falls. I promised a long time that I would fill this one, but for some personal reasons I couldn't, so now I'm filling both, and I really hope you have some time and nothing to do probably, or something like washing dishes and listening to my answers. That's it, I hope you enjoy it, okay? So, let's go. You are in a park when you see a white rabbit in a vest holding a pocket watch. Declaring to no one in particular his tardiness. Do you follow him? Do you continue down the rabbit hole, knowing full well where it might lead? Well, if actually I were in a park, sit down, and I saw this rabbit, I probably could check my sugar and blood, or maybe if my pills are right, or something like this, and probably go to a doctor telling that probably I'm seeing things that doesn't exist. But, just a joke. I understand what you say. If I see an opportunity. And if I go after it, I have something happening in my life. Two things. One of them is the most important for me. When I was 16 years old, I wanted to go to the drama school and I couldn't. So I found a period of class, I don't know how to explain, but would be like 2 months of cinema. And I said, okay, so cinema and drama school is the same thing. Yeah, sure. And then I found everything different and I fell in love for the cinema stuff. You know, production, direction, and scripting, and writing, and all those effects. I just fell in love for this, and I said, wow, this is my life, this is what I want to do. I just don't want to be just an actress, I want to be everything. I want to make magic. And I started to study. I was in a high school, and here the high school is, you went at 17, or if you are older, 18. So it's something like, I started to study. And here, the public colleges, they are free, but they are very hard work to get in. So I was studying in the intensive classes to get in to the cinema college. And I had depression that year and panic crisis. It was my first time that I had depression. And I remember to nowadays that I was looking in the board, in the chat board, the colleges the schools we could apply in the colleges. And I saw that the one I could study just removed the cinema school. And right there, I felt the floor opening and swallowing me forever. I sat down on the floor and I cried a lot. And I said, my life is over. I can't do anything else. Well, it happened when I was 19 years old and now I am 33. And in the beginning of the first week of the year, I was hospitalized by something that happened to me, something bad. And I was fighting, and I didn't know what would come. And I started to look for post-graduation. I am graduated in events production. It means I make parties. I am professional on that. And but I work in another thing. So I was looking for post-graduation and I saw this one. I saw post-graduation in cinema. And it was like, oh, Fuck! Really, man? And I just, in the hospital, I just applied. I took my credit card that is always in my bag. And I paid for that. And I started to study. I don't know where the rabbit hole will lead me, because I have 1 year to see it. But honestly, I am very, very proud of it. And yes, I just followed the rabbit. The rabbit that I lost like 14 years ago. I lost my sight and of him. And I found the rabbit again. So yes, I would follow, and I don't care where it ends, because what matters to me is my way till there, until the end. And in the end, we'll see what happens, right? Unless, of course, it's something very dangerous, like walk in the train line and wait for the train. See which one runs faster. Nothing like that. But yes, I am in the rabbit hole. And the other stuff doesn't matter now. Okay. Who are you? How do you know this? What can I say? I can say that I am a girl that makes audios and make porn, and I am a switcher on BDSM, and I am a mistress, and I am a brat, and I know that I am Brazilian, I have 33 years old, I know I can say a lot of things about me, but who I am all of this together with my personality, my strong personality, and my strong lifestyle. My life that isn't easy at all. I am a person that is fighting for my life now. And I am a person that never gives up. That's what I say. Yes, I don't believe it told. But fuck. I don't care. I don't care everyone knowing. I am fighting for my life, and so I am a person that never gives the fuck up. Not even when three awful persons join to fuck me. Not even when my friend, to say so, turn friends of those person. I don't give up. I don't give myself away. How do I know this? Because I almost died a lot of times. I say that I have three guardian angels. So while one is in the therapist, the other is in the hospital, and the other one is taking care of me. And then this just switch places. Switch charges. I almost die a lot of times, and I still fight, because while I have 1% of chance, I will fight for that. I am the person that never gives up. Are you simply your mind, your boy, or your body, or a combination of, or something more? I believe as a Wiccan that I am my mind, my body, my soul. I believe you have a soul. And I believe everything that goes around turns back around in triple. So yes, I am a person that believes it, and that's what I am. Define consciousness in words. How do you know you are conscious? Consciousness, we have two things. Consciousness is a person that is conscious of their acts, and they are aware of that. Like, yes, I know what I'm doing. I know I am fucking someone's life. I know I am turning bad on someone's life. And that's it. but the other consciousness, like, I am awake. What I know is that everything bad just tell me that I am conscious. Everything that I, every time that I look for my exams, they are not good. And I have to fight. This is how I know that I am conscious, because if I wasn't, life would be better. Life would be awesome. Life would be, wow, a dream, you know? Not a nightmare. So I am conscious. And every time that I feel pain, emotional, physical, I know that I am conscious. Because we needed to evolve. We needed to be better. But it's not a bad thing. I say and sounds pretty negative, but no, I think that everything that is bad is to is for your evolution. So they are good things. Is it possible to prove that other people beside yourself have consciousness? How would you prove it? I always say that I can't prove anything about other people. I can prove some things that they did, and I have proofs of some things that happened. But about someone, about their life, their thoughts, their consciousness, that anything inside of them, no, I can't. And I wouldn't. Because it's not about me, and it's not about me. That's not my problem. I know, sounds pretty selfish, but honestly, I have to fight for me. I can't fight for anyone anymore. And I did fought for a lot of people. I did. Not anymore. Can a machine obtain consciousness? Why or why not? I believe that everything is possible. And the way we are playing goddess or gods, it can happen. And it's something that scares me. Because they are stronger than us. If you give consciousness for a machine, they could fuck us. I believe this. But yes, I believe so. I mean, why or how? Or I mean, if you turn back time, we would never imagine that we would be here answering this questionnaire of people around the world so far away. So, you know. If someone is cloned, are they conscious? Yes. Are they the same person or someone new? The clone is the thing. You take the genetic. Not the soul, not the consciousness, not the personality. You take all the genetic and you make another body. That's all. What is inside is different for each one. So no. Okay. Do you make choices or are choices only made because of force acting you? Ultimately, do you have free will or is simply an illusion? What I believe is that we make choices, yes. And every choice there are, they have at least ways. And our choices makes us better or worse. And it's all about evolution of the soul. So, yes, I believe that I have the free will because it's my way to evolve, you know? Yeah, and I am screwed if I make something bad. So, yes, it's like you pay here. Do we have to write to be happy or is it a privilege that must be earned? I believe that everyone has the right to be happy, but unfortunately some of them lose it. I don't believe that we need to earn. I believe that we start having it and then we can lose it. Because if you kill people, if you harm people, if you fuck people's life, you start to lose this right. Because the things that will come back to you will take off your happiness. So that's how you lose. You don't earn, you just lose. And if someday you can earn it again, well, it's up to you and your actions. What's the actual value of currency? I'm trying to understand this one. Look, I believe that I'm going crazy right now. Okay, the actual value. You buy things. And sometimes you buy opportunities. What I can say. Here, we have... it's like a social work. That where you can buy food for R$2. Let's say $2, but you know my coin is very low near the dollar. I mean $1 for me is $3.50, I think, dollars. But imagine that we are talking about two. For R$2, you can buy a meal. And it's not a bad meal. It's a great meal. I already ate there. Sorry. And I mean, two, if someone is living in the street and they beg, they ask for money, they can reach two in a day. Of course they do. And they can eat that day. Maybe not have three meals, but one. And it's important. So you can buy the opportunity to not starve that day. I bought the opportunity to study again and study my dream that I said was expensive. I think that the actual value of currency, if we use it better, we can do better things. I hope I really answered what you want. I really didn't understand this one. Every time you wake from your bed, how can be certain you are still not a dream? You're grounded in the knowledge that the waking life is real. Your dreams are simply fantasy. My dreams are very different. So I always or fly or I always run too fast for to be true. And things are different. And when I go to the bed and when I wake up is in the same place. And I feel my pains and I feel everything that makes me remind that I am awake. I have the same responsibilities, never changes. So it's pretty clear for me. I wish it would fantasy so I could change in a snap, but I can't. So it's real. It's because when I have these struggles is when I am evolving. Okay. Oh. Okay. Are you certain of your own existence? Yes. Yes. Because I believe my goddess put me here for a reason. And I believe that I have to evolve, as I said. That's my mission. Evolve, and the traces of my evolution are like they reach other people, because I need to evolve, and I need to evolve how? Doing things just for me? No. Well, it's a part, yes. But no, I have to, you know, help people, I have to be better with people, and I have to do some things. So yes, I fight for that. Yes, I am certain of my own existence. Are you free? If not, how can you become free? I am not free. I am a person that have a very trapped life. And I really, you know, I can't be free now. I have responsibilities. I have a responsibility that will trap me for at least another 10 years. So, how can I become free? In a certain way, I am a little free. The BDSM makes me free. The audios make me free. The internet makes me free. Because I can talk to other people. I can see other people. I can... It's my window to the world. So, yeah. That's my way to be free. But I have a huge responsibility, and I can't, you know, do it. Alright, so this was the White Rabbit questionnaire. I hope you enjoy it. And now the next audio will be the White Bird questionnaire. Thank you.